Greetings, you're listening to St. Paul's Unseen Dimension. My name is Tom, and today is Saturday, May 21st. The year is 2022. How are you doing today? Well, I'm doing fine. At least I think I am. I'm hearing something very strange inside my house right now. I don't know what it is or where it's coming from. That's very odd. I'm in a soundproof room, but I'm hearing noise. That can't be right. God, I hope it's not inside my head. Because the last thing I need is hallucinations or to be going crazy. No, all kidding aside, though, every once in a while, I think I may pick up something on the microphone. I think the microphone might actually be picking up some kind of carrier signal from something else. And every once in a while, it's not just the microphone, but it's like the headphones, too. The headphones may or may not be picking up stuff that somebody might be streaming something, and I might be hearing something. And because I think there's some wiring in my bathroom that does the exact same thing. Like, I'll be like, you know, that sounds a lot like Rush Limbaugh. Why does it sound like Rush Limbaugh in my bathroom? That's weird. Because you hear this, and the next thing you know, it would just, and then it would stop, you know? And just weird shit like that in this house. There's a lot of copper in it. There's a lot of, you know, old construction steel pipes and stuff like that, because it's got the old radiant heat system in it. So you've got all of this metal, and you're like, oh God, no wonder there's like no reception down here for anything. But I digress. I was going to talk about remote viewing again. And I know this is one of those topics where it's like, oh great, another idiot, which is fine. Because everyone's got their own ways of doing it. Mine is simple, and because it works, and you have to excuse me. I got a thing going on here. I don't know why, but I broke my pelvis 5 years ago, and the barometric pressure every once in a while will send me through the roof, because there's a nerve cluster right at the base of your spine, and that radiates out to your hip socket. And it's that section right there that just, oh God, damn near makes me nauseous. It hurts so much. But it does that every once in a while, and it has a lot to do with the fact that barometric pressure changes, and that was a break that, oof. Ooh, most people don't actually recover from, but I did just fine. So, but this is one of the holdovers from it. But I've been dealing with a lot of etheric, I would say, intrusions, and I've talked about this before, but I'm going to talk about it again. There's a lot of busy traffic going on the ether right now, and a lot of it has to do with the fact that everyone's got a certain amount of psychic ability, because when you push energy out, whether you're expressing it verbally or you're thinking or whatever, all of these things that we have as human beings, we have a certain collective unconscious that transmits energy. And so when you have a lot of people feeling the same way, it's almost like it's communicable. They talk about there's another thing that I've heard recently called mass formation psychosis, and that has to do with people being manipulated and preyed upon with their fears and stuff like that. And that to me is it's akin to this, but the difference is that one is organic and one is not. The stuff that's organic, that's the stuff you're going to feel inside your brain, because your brain is mostly water, and I'm going to jump off the deep end into some of these other experiments that I talked about, where the power of intention has the ability to impact water. This isn't a joke. Look it up. There was a Japanese scientist that what he did was he took these tubs of water and he froze them. And on the outside of the tub, he put an intention, whether it was happy, sad, angry, you know, all of these different words, you know, despair. And if you did these cross sections of the ice and the crystals that were created, they were horrible or they were beautiful, you know, depending on what it was. And I've got a water bottle that every time now that I go to put it in, it's magnetized too. It's got the magnetic array on it as well. I throw it in the freezer and my intention is just pure joy and happiness. This is my intention. This is what I want from this water bottle. And every single time I pull that thing out of there, the water is crystal clear. And the ice in it is crystal clear. You can see right through it. And that's beauty. That's amazing. But it also tells me that my intention, my ability to transmit my intention is also pretty strong. So there's a certain amount of psychic ability everyone has. And you can put an imprint on water. Well, now imagine that you are able to put these types of imprints on other people. And these things, they last. They do. And this is the reason why we have a lot of people with mental illness. It's not just the fact that, you know, they grew up badly, but there was some malicious intent put on them by people who really desperately wanted to transmit some kind of fear or some kind of hate onto them. You know, you start to look at these people have all these mental problems, or they're involved in racial stuff or hate people and all this other, and just you look at these things that go wrong with people, and you know that somewhere along the way something touched them and it left an indelible mark on their brain, which causes them to spiral out of control until they figure out that they have a choice. They can manifest something else within inside their brain and inside their soul. This is the part about remote viewing that a lot of people don't understand, is that there's a certain amount of intention that comes from this. You can find yourself, and that's the whole point of it. You can find who you are, find yourself, find your purpose in the universe, find what you're supposed to do. But you have to be willing to look, and you have to be willing to be honest about what it is that you find. And so I'm going to talk about remote viewing from the standpoint that finding targets and all that other stuff is not particularly difficult. A lot of it has to do with the fact you just need to trust the universe isn't going to lie to you. There's a balance to everything. There's an energy, and we are all riding that one sine wave, you know, the ups and downs and everything, you know. But there's this tone that the universe has, and when there's distress. Of course, my stomach would make a noise right about the time. There's a tone in the universe. Just like that's just... I've recorded this podcast 11 times tonight. And every time I've started to talk about something that's kind of poignant, then I've got like this... You know, within my stomach. And it's like... GasX, you're betraying me. It's just like you're in the middle of this really heady conversation, then, you know, it's like a fart in a funeral. You know, it's just like, God, no. Anyway, before I was so rudely interrupted by my own digestive tract, there is this sound in the universe, and you can hear it under everything else. And it's this beautiful tone. It's a pure harmonic. Everything in its place. And I don't know how to describe it. But if you listen with that part of your brain that wants to find peace and tranquility, then you'll know what I'm talking about. because everything else has its own flavor. If you want to listen to things that are scary or fearful, you'll find those too. If you want to find something beautiful and amazing, you'll find that too. That's the whole thing about remote viewing, is that it's about finding things. It's about knowledge. It's about the transference of energy. It's all of these things amalgamated into a practice that allows you to not only see through time and space and matter, but beyond all of those things. I know that sounds like a lot of word salad, but it is what it is. It's like no different than a group of people in Moreno Valley, California, or Riverside, California. I don't know which one. But it seems to move whoever this person is or whoever they are. There's a group of people that listen to this podcast. I don't know who they are, but they do. And I think that they listen to it together. I've made a lot of jokes about it, but now I'm not joking about it because I've had some weird things happen over the last few days. I've had some people taking pictures of my house. I've had some people taking pictures of me recently. I've had all kinds of strange perceptions. And then on top of that, the incursions of in my subconscious when I'm sleeping. It is what it is, you know. I mean, I'm not a practitioner of remote viewing in the sense that I do it every day. I just do it every once in a while, just more or less to just kind of see if I either still got it or if the universe has changed in some way and I don't have those powers here anymore. Which is fine, because when I was doing it every day, and that was a long time ago, I probably suffered a little more than I should have, but the answers I got were pretty okay. But now, all I see in the future now is Taiwan being invaded. I see a lot of bad stuff happening. I do. And I don't see the United States being United States, even though they're waging a war economically against the euro, and I think they're just waging war economically with the unseen hand. They're trying to destroy all the other currencies so that way the reserve currency of the United States will stay on top. And that's what I think all of this stuff is really about. It's about maintaining hegemony, you know. And as much as I don't like talking about politics, this is the future that I'm talking about. We have old people in power that they're still clinging to this idea that they should always rule, that they have got some kind of divine right, but that's not how this works. And you've got these creatures that guide them. I've told everyone about this before. There are two tiers of human civilization. We're on the lower end of it. I'm not talking about the assholes in Washington, D.C. or the other people that have billions of dollars. Those people are still on the low tier, too. There's a tier of humanity that you can't even comprehend the kind of ability they have and the technology they have and the insights that they have. And I know I'm right. I can feel it. Because every once in a while, I get a little too close. I talk about it, and I'm not crazy. I mean, I actually mean this. This is 100% stone cold sober ideas here. This is something that I have gleaned, you know. And I used to make fun of people over this shit, but now I don't. Because there's some stuff out there that people need to read. They need to be made aware of. But more importantly, they need to start looking for these creatures and separate them out. They're not like us. They may look like us. They may sound like us, but they ain't us. And their plans? No. No. There's nothing good that's going to come from this. There's a website called Deagle that predicted by 2025, the United States was going to be down about, you know, down to about 112 million people out of 331. Do you like those odds? I don't. Massive die-off from starvation and possible civil war. Then China, of course, they're not going to be affected at all. The projections for China are they're going to stay the same. And same with Russia. Russia's going to more or less stay the same, although their birth rate is dropping precipitously. As is the world. But I digress. The future is not a very bright one right now, at least not in this universe that I can see. Because when I try to step forward, and if I talk you through this, I mean, everyone can do this. Everyone can do remote viewing. You don't even have to be psychic. All you have to do is just listen. I shouldn't say that you don't have to be psychic. You have to have a certain amount of ability. But that amount is smaller than you think. Because there's a certain amount of discipline that comes with using that skill and making it grow. These are things that you get better at the more time you spend doing it. And if you shut it down for a number of years, you're going to be a little rusty. But I'm finding that most of my skills aren't perishable. So, but I'll talk you through a window. Imagine, if you will, and this is where it all starts, is the imagination. You're sitting in your house. You're sitting in a quiet room. Doesn't have to be dark, doesn't have to be light, but it just has to be kind of neutral, so that way whatever light that comes through your eyes doesn't really affect what you think or how you feel. You have to be comfortable. And you just more or less have to have a quiet room. If you like ambient noise, that's fine, but make sure that it's not overwhelming or doesn't distract you from whatever perceptions you might be gleaning. I personally like the sound of the air purifier in my studio because, to be honest with you, it's got a nice neutral mechanical sound that's consistent. And it starts with breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. In through your nose and out through your mouth. Do that 3 or 4 times, and then just breathe exclusively through your nose. Slow, methodical breaths. That helps you bring you to center. At this point, you may feel thirsty. Don't deny yourself anything. Go get a glass of water. Make sure that it's water that you know is filtered or is clean. Not saying that, you know, fluoridated water does anything, but it does. I've got a water purifier that I'm using right now. It's made by a French company. It does an incredible job. The water tastes amazing. But I also, like I said, I've attached magnets to the water bottle. And I also freeze it so that way it stays cold. And I always put a certain amount of intention on it. These are things that help. They help reinforce your ability. They help reinforce the process. But more or less, they do help with refining a habit. You have to have, I guess, what it would be called a ritual. I wouldn't call it a ritual, though, because it's ritual to me is like esoteric knowledge, knives, sacrifice, and all that other stuff. When in fact, the only thing that you're doing, you're not tapping a vein. All you're doing is more or less kind of smelling the cooking. You know, where's that steak coming from? Let me ferret that out. Using your senses, all of them, not to mention the one that you are, or the one that you don't see, the one that you don't have that's so apparent, you know, touch, taste, smell, hearing. You know, you have this ability to perceive the unseen. And I've talked about this before. Human beings have the ability to see the future, and the reason why we do is because our eyes and our brain work at two different speeds. Our eyes are very, very fast. It sends a lot of data to our brain. I mean, a ridiculous amount of data that has to be processed. And so for about a third of a second, we are seeing the future whenever we're in motion. So you have psychic ability, whether you know it or not. Your brain is just simply creating a reality from little bits of knowledge, little bits of information, and just extrapolating. That's remote viewing to an extent. You can take the energy that you feel, that you glean from the universe, and extrapolate from there. And I've talked about how to find patterns, degrees of separation, move along these lines of energy, and find your target. But getting to that point, getting to where you're able to discern certain energy and things like that, that takes a lot of practice. It takes a lot of effort. And sometimes in most people, it takes a lot of time. However, a calm mind will get you there. And like I said, I like setting up a room so that way I've got no external distractions whatsoever. This is a soundproof room that I'm working in right now. It's nice and quiet. There's no sound that's coming in. There's no sound that's going out. The only thing I've got is the air purifier in the room. And that works. It's a, like I said, it's a neutral tone. And I've talked about what the sound is at the base level of the universe. Imagine a perfect chord. And I don't mean like a song, but a harmonic that moves and oscillates, and you can feel it in your teeth. You know, it's got this beautiful sound that resonates, and it permeates everything on this plane of existence. That's the universe. That's grace and beauty and balance. And then after that, you have all of the other subtleties that come from it, all of the emotions that the collective unconsciousness feels. If you want to find somebody, especially somebody that might be in distress, it's not that hard to find them through the ley lines of anxiety and distress. Because there's an energy that everyone gives off. When you focus on that person, whoever they are, you'll be able to pick that out. You know, you'll be able to pick out what their emotional state is if they are in a state of distress. And that's the reason why a lot of people, when they talk about, you know, finding missing people and things like that, they look for those earmarks of, was this person kidnapped? Was this person murdered? Were they assaulted? All that stuff. Are they unconscious? You know, these are the things that they look for, but they look for the resonant trauma that is pouring off of them in waves. And that's the way you find a missing person that is still alive. Finding someone who's dead is a little more complicated because there's an abyss that they fall off into, or at least that part of them. Because human beings have like these three energy layers, at least from my perspective. There's this beauty and grace that ascends, and then there's that part of it that's really black and charred, and that's the evil part of us that falls away. And then there's this middle section that's all of the things that we once were, all of the life lessons we learned. It's like this little corporeal knowledge bank that just splices itself into the collective unconscious. It's still there. It's still accessible. And it's finding that data that's so difficult. I know that that probably didn't make a lot of sense. But if you think in those terms and you're a remote viewer and you've done this dance a few times, you'll probably understand it. I don't know. I'm applying this knowledge to see what the future holds. I'm not trying to pick lottery numbers because that's as good as you probably could get to where you could do that sort of thing. It's not what I would call practical. Not everybody can do it. And the reason why is because intention affects outcome. That's a physics bylaw. I mean, you can take a look at these experiments on energy, and sometimes it's a wave, and sometimes it's a particle. And just by simply looking and observing it, it changes between the two. So if you think you're going to win the lottery, you think about it, and you're focused on it, and you believe it, yeah, maybe it could happen for you. But then again, you could scare it away just as easy. You know, fish don't even like people that think a lot. You know, there's untold amounts of dialogue between people and just documented evidence that, you know, intention changes whatever it is you're observing. And that's the way remote viewing is in a lot of ways too, because a lot of the time these things don't know you're looking, and once they figure it out, then the walls go up sometimes and things change. So there's no guarantee you might win the lottery, but there is a strong possibility you might find someone, if they're needing to be found, whether they're alive or not. Closure is important. The universe likes to tie up all the loose ends. Why do you think Lake Mead is suddenly drying out? You know, because the oceans are now starting to give up their secrets. This is a biblical thing as well. This is the reason why everyone is so anxious. And you can feel it. You don't have to be a psychic to feel it. Everyone can feel it. Because it's affecting everyone. So if you want to do a remote viewing, you want to do something, do some good. Try to bring some calm to the universe. Bring some calm to your fellow human beings. Especially those that you can pick out of the ether that you know are hurting or feeling anxious. Those ones that the universe keeps trying to make you reach out to, but you don't want to do it. Maybe you should. Maybe I should take my own damn advice. I don't know. But remote viewing is what it is. It's to some people, it's a gateway to gaining intelligence and finding out information. And in other people, it's about understanding the universe and the physical mechanics that go into it. And I don't mean just the physical, but I mean the actual physical, as in the sense of physics. There's a geometry and a mathematical equation for the universe and how it operates and how everything moves through time and space. And we are at the mercy of magnetism, gravity, and radiation. And we are destined to change. But we have things here on this earth that are working diligently to destroy us before that change can happen, because they like things just the way that they are, and they don't care if the ship sinks with everybody on it, because, well, for them, they've got an eternity. We don't. We're barely a moth fart in the mid-Triassic, you know, here. This is it, you know. Humanity is it's nothing. But we have the potential to be so much more. But anyway, I don't mean to lecture and sound like one of those people. If you want to know what the future is going to hold, I can tell you that Taiwan's going to be invaded soon. My tentative date, I think, is June 6th. There's a certain amount of symbolism there. I don't know why I feel it, but I feel like it's coming sooner than later because they're staging warships and things like that. And it's not stuff that I know in the news. It's things that I can see in my mind. Russia apparently took Mariupol. They own it now, which means that the propaganda war is probably going to come to an end after the Ukrainian oligarchs have bled this country to the tune of $100 and some million, I think. I think that's what's coming. I think our Congress and all these other morons, I think they're going to go ahead and piss away about another, I think in grand total it'll be probably close to $150 million, if not more. Or I should say $150 billion, if not more. And this this grand scheme to try to fight a proxy war, thinking that they're going to somehow destroy the British pound or the euro and possibly all of the other currencies combined. It's not going to work out the way they think. And especially when China takes over Taiwan, because that is a foregone conclusion that's going to happen. And they will bring the lightning war there. It's going to happen quick. It's not going to be one of these protracted things. It's going to be over within a week to 2 weeks. It's a very small country. China's got a massive military presence. Not to mention the fact they've got the acumen for it. They've been doing it for centuries. And then shortly after that, we're going to start arming the Australians against Chinese aggression. These are my predictions. I think that's going to start probably mid-August. I think that there's going to be a lot of things that are going to be in flux here in this country, and I think we're just starting to see the beginnings of the end of the American dream as we once knew it. Because the people that are pushing this agenda were bought and sold in China. Because all of the things that are being done to Russia right now is about strengthening China. This isn't politics. This is me predicting the future. And I could be completely wrong. And if I'm wrong, like I said, I've always admitted it. But I may not have been so wrong on Mariupol, because it fell. The next target will be Odessa. And then after that, it'll be Kyiv. So there's a lot of pain and suffering coming. But here in the United States, we're going to see food shortages. We're probably going to see a civil war, or at least the beginnings of one. They've already started to put things in place. Michael Chertoff, I guess, is going to be the new disinformation czar. The man who was able to help us overcome the boogeyman of 9/11 by lying about it. Yeah, I want that guy in charge. See, that's the thing about the one chick. She was so over-the-top stupid that people would, of course, clamor to get rid of her. And sure enough, they would replace her with somebody who was even more diabolical. Because that's how it works, you know? Anyway, my predictions are what they are. Don't take them as a gospel, but if you're paying attention, though, the economic portions of it, I would make sure that I had plenty of food in my house, dried goods, things that that I could barter and not have to put a lot of energy into cooking. Make sure you get about a year's worth of food for every member of your household, including your pets. Store it in tubs that can be sealed. Keep the critters out. There's going to be a lot of shit that's happening. I'm not talking about you need to turn into a survivalist. I'm talking about you need to start looking out for your neighbors and other people that aren't going to be able to take care of themselves. Because once they get to that point where they're not being able to take care of themselves, they are going to come to you. The first time they show up and you turn them away, you can be polite all you want to, because when that second time that they show up, they're not going to be turned away. So you need to learn how to work together. You need to learn how to solve problems, because your government's not going to be there to help you. They're going to be fighting their own little battles within, trying to maintain whatever semblance that they have, that they have the illusion of power. There's a maelstrom coming. If you're a remote viewer and you look at the future, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You can see nothing but rivers of chaos. And navigating those, they're always in flux. And there are things that are always going to change because people change. Intentions change everything. The best thing we can do, those who that try to see the future or try to push through and glean intelligence from these things, the best thing we can do is to try to become the calmer heads that will prevail in the end. Because it's gonna have to be the calmer, cooler heads that have to prevail in order for humanity to not go extinct. We could have a major extinction event if things were to escalate. Although I there's a certain normalcy bias I have that says, you know, things are gonna be some shit for a while, but we'll get through this. But there's still parts of me that think, I don't think this is where things are headed. I think it's going to be really, really negative. So, but not to end this on a negative note, there's always going to be a use for people that want to see more than what this reality holds. If you're into remote viewing, there's plenty of books out there on it. There's some that I would recommend. There's some that I would say stay away from. But anything that I, to be honest with you, the best things that I have learned, I've learned for free because the universe saw fit to kind of show me. And that's kind of the way I believe remote viewing should be. I think there's a certain amount you can teach, but it's really the universe that you have to have a rapport with. You have to be able to communicate and for it to want you to understand more. You have to make the universe your friend. And so, that being said, you know, it takes time. It really does. But you can't have all of this stuff in your heart. You have to push that stuff to the side and focus on that one thing that you're looking for. And for me right now, it's grace. I'm just looking for universal grace to smile upon all of us. That's all I want. I would like nothing more than to have a return to grace. Anyway, I'm going to wrap up the show. You've listened long enough. I may talk about remote viewing again later. Maybe I'll do a thing on it. I don't know. But, thanks for listening. I really appreciate it. Take care. Good night.